pull off the covers, stick on your pads, pop your kettle on and lend us your ears. Hello and a very warm welcome to Oval Time. Surrey's very own podcast, coming to you from the Fentiman Arms, the distance of one of Owen Morgan's 17 sixes away from the Keir Oval. I'm Mark Church, and like the South African cricket team at this World Cup, I need some inspiration. So I'm joined once again by a man who lets the ball do his talking and the batsman do the walking, South Africa's finest, Mr. Mornay Morkel.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. How are you doing, more importantly?
Yeah, very excited about our second sort of record here or episode. Can't believe it's been a month already. And a lot has happened.
So much has happened. Yeah. You've aged well in that month, I have to say. You've aged well in that month, Mr. Morkel. Alongside is a man who is still recovering from watching his beloved Sunderland lose in the last minute of the playoff final. I was with him. He bats, he bowls, he catches. And he is also named after one of Germany's greatest box-to-box midfielders. How are you, the lads? It's Scott the Badger Borthwick. Hello to you, Badger.
How are you, Churchy? I can't believe you just brought that up so early in the episode about Sunderland.
It was a horrible afternoon. Let's people know very quickly. You and I, we were sat in Birmingham ahead of the game at Edgbaston. I sat with you watching it. I have never seen a more broken man when Charlton scored in that. It was so sad to see.
It was tough to take. I mean, what a disappointing game it was as well. I mean, no sides really deserved to win. Really, it was that bad of a game. But to concede the 93rd minute or whatever it was, really late, and it was an own goal.
Yeah, but what about that lovely man that came to see you when you were literally with your head on the bar crying?
Wiping my tears off my face. This very nice gent came over and offered me a bottle of beer, which I guess that's what football's about, isn't it? I mean, football is the winner at the end of the day, but yeah, going back to Sunderland, it's another tough year in League One.
Anyway, move on from Sunderland, because I'm bored of it already. I've heard so much about it. And what your lovely fiance said as well to me, because Steph was there, your lovely fiance, who as they scored, just said, give him 5 minutes. He'll be fine. How's Jurgen, by the way?
He's been a bit quiet lately.
Is that because you've not turned it on?
Yeah, I haven't turned my laptop on. I've been doing real life things like playing cricket. Been a bit busy the last 5 weeks. So haven't had a chance. Plus it's summer, it's cricket season. Football's on a bit of a lowdown at the moment.
Mr. Morkel, at the last episode, you told me it's not how you arrive, it's what you produce.
Yep.
Now, you've arrived beautifully today, but can I just ask you, what are you going to produce for us?
I knew you were going to ask me this. I've got a nice little challenge for you guys today. Also want to just catch up and, you know, ask how you guys are going with the shirt signing. Obviously, you know, there's the first sort of thing. But yeah, I think it's just looking forward to have a nice sort of afternoon chatting. And, you know, like we said, we can, you know, make this episode exciting.
Even better.
And, yeah, even better.
Even better than the last one, which I
thought. Is that possible?
Well, no, I don't know, but we're going to give it a very good go, gents. Now, in this episode of Oval Time, everybody, we'll be looking back at the last month for all of our Surrey teams. We'll be having a little, I'm not sure Mornay's going to like this, having a little look at the World Cup so far. Skip. And how much better England are doing than South Africa. The boys will be testing their Oval knowledge against two other legends from the Oval staff. And Mornay, as he's already mentioned, will be setting Badger and I our new challenge for today, which I'm slightly terrified about. And if that's not enough, I'm going to tease yet another cricketing confession out of the you two lads, sent in by our dear listener. That's not just the one that we've got. We have got more than one. I think we've got three now. And we'll check in, as you said, Mornay, about the charity shirt signing challenge. Badger, I'm going to say one name to you about how mine's going. Virat Kohli. How's yours going?
Bradley Walsh.
Ooh. There's actually a rumour going around that Badger lost his shirt. So
I didn't lose it.
I don't know. Can we just clarify that?
It got lost in the post. We sent it to the Chase Studios for Bradley Walsh to sign it. And he had it for a few weeks. Which,
yeah. Express delivery badge.
Yeah,
you get it back the next day.
He's a busy man, Bradley Walsh.
He is a busy man. Well, to be fair,
I did really well actually getting him to sign
it. You've done brilliantly, because you've raised my Virat Kohli with Bradley Walsh.
Bradley Walsh, Bradley, bigger name,
huge
than Virat Kohli.
Huge.
More people watch, especially ITV in India. Than cricket.
Especially in India, Bradley Walsh is massive in India. I've heard. So, lots to get through, and I, for one, am definitely going to be playing some shots in this power play. So, the bails are on, the umpires have shouted, let's play, gentlemen, and Mornay has the new ball in his hand. So, lads, at the end of the last episode, I ask you to name the most famous person in your phone book and get them to tweet about Oval Time. Mornay, remind us, who was yours?
My famous person was Mr. Graham Smith.
And Badger, who was yours?
Yeah, mine was Liverpool captain, Jordan Henderson. And poor lad, on his holidays, on his birthday, tweeted it, listened to the podcast. Actually enjoyed it.
Unbelievable.
He texted me, said, man, that was really good.
Unbelievable. So you, well done you, because Champions League winning captain, England midfielder, mate from school, on his birthday, Jordan Henderson tweeted about Oval Time. Yeah. Unbelievable. Thank you, Jordan. And to say we got a spike in listenership would be an understatement. So thank you, Jordan, again for that. Mr. Mornay Morkel. I've arrived to record, and there's no sign of anything from G. Smith. No, yeah. There's a lot of him sitting in a commentary box.
I can explain.
There's a lot of. I think he's on holiday, and it's some really nice garden scenes. Yeah. He's been taking some lovely garden snaps as well. But literally, as we've sat down to record this, what's happened?
To be honest, let me just take you guys to the start. So, with South Africa obviously not going too well in the World Cup, social media for a South African player and ex-player, of course, obviously the whole country is upset and angry about that. And sometimes they take it out even on the ex-player. So, you know, even myself, I've sort of locked out for a while, and I can understand, you know, Graham is also getting bombarded with a lot of questions. And I think, you know, sometimes I feel like I played the last game. There are people are calling me a choker and stuff like that. But anyways, I think, you know, that, and with Graham having some quality time with his family in Portugal,
quite right,
I can excuse him for that.
Yes.
But he delivered.
Literally, as we've gone on air, there it is from the great man. Former Surrey captain as well. To be fair, Mornay's snuck in. But I've got to say, fellas, the fact that you managed, Badger, to get Jordan Henderson on his birthday is quite exceptional. Because I was imagining Jordan getting out of bed that morning, still in his full Liverpool kit for winning the Champions League, with the trophy next to him.
Medal around his neck,
getting some more photos of him winning the Champions League and lifting it. And then getting ready to go and get all his presents, obviously, from the family. And he's hoping for a big cake and his day out, whatever they were going to do for his birthday. But no, what he's decided to do first, before any of that, is listen to Oval Time.
Didn't even put the kettle on.
That's the first thing he did in bed, and then tweeted about it, which is a magnificent effort from me. And can I just say, for anybody listening, and you saying what you just said, Mornay, about South Africa and everything, just to let everybody know, Graham and Mornay aren't playing in the World Cup at the moment. However much we all wish they were, just to let everybody know, you, unless I've missed something, you're not, are you?
I'm retired, but I can also imagine Graham, you know, in Portugal, in his speedo, earphones in his ear, listening to, you know, to Oval Time, and maybe that took him a couple of days just to get over the quality of, you know, this podcast.
G. Smith in his speedos, listening to what a vision that conjures up for everybody. Wow, I'd love to see that if we can get. God, I've completely lost my train of thought there with that. Well, I'm going to say, I had, before that tweet came in, I had Badger 500 for one, declaring Morkel all out for 10. But now I'm going to say draw, brilliant effort from you both. But if I was going to have to go on fewer wickets lost on a tie, I'd have to say Badger.
Yeah, boy.
You've won that one only because of Jordan's birthday. To do it on your birthday.
Listen, this is like a good Netflix series. You can't have everything happen in one day. You know, you need to, otherwise we're not going to listen to the next episode.
What are you on about?
My tweet came in last minute. All the viewers are happy. And life goes on. So, anyways, let's move on.
Jordan Henderson has won the Champions League. Graham Smith hasn't done that.
He's won a few things in his time, though, hasn't he, Mr. Yeah. Smith? I've still got him in his Speedos in my head listening to Oval Time. So let's now move on, everybody, to Surrey's month, because we haven't been with you guys for a month. So let's have a look at Surrey's month. And quick look, boys, first 11-wise, Mornay, frustrating. Would that be a good word to sum it up the last month?
Frustrating was last month's sort of last episode's word. I think, I don't know. I've got more sort of anger inside of me. You know, I think the way frustrated, you can say frustrated, but anger at the game. I think, you know, we're doing all the right things and we're ticking the sort of all the boxes, but we can't, you know, get the win on the board. So hopefully, you know, this next 4 weeks is very important for us. You know, that we. On the table, you know, the lock is pretty close. So if we can get one or two wins, you know, get things going, I can't see why we can't.
Because Badger, Mornay's saying is so true. You're almost there, aren't you? You're almost there to clicking over the 4 days as a side.
Yeah, definitely. Mornay said it's been a frustrating month or so, but there's parts of the games where we feel like we're on top and we just lose a session, which has then cost us in the end. But we've had a week off this last week, which I think is needed. Mm-hmm. We've had some tired bodies, especially some of the big guys. Mm. But we've got some guys fit now for next week. But now we're ready to go again. I think it's a batting unit as well. No one is really out of nick.
Yeah.
I mean, we've played on some tough batting conditions, some ball and friendly wickets. Morning, laughing there, but there are times it's been tough, and like I said, no one's really out of nick. We've gotten into 30s and 40s. Yeah. And just need a couple of guys to kick on and
just
get
on
big
that.
Scores.
Actually, talking about sort of the batting side of things as well. Great. So Will Jack's that 100 against Kent, and then Jamie Smith's debut.
Yeah.
To see those two young lads doing they've done is fantastic.
Two fantastic young kids, and it's great to see young lads come in and take a duck to water. And the way young Smithy's had two first-class knocks, one in the MCC, which he got 100, and then last week he got 60-odd against Yorkshire, so he's two fine talents.
I think, you know, sitting here, we can't make any excuses for it. End of the day, we need to step on that field and we need to get the win. You know, we can talk about it until the cows come home and blame conditions and, you know, weather and all those sort of things. We won the championship last year on tough wickets. You know, it's just for some reason this year, like I said, we're doing exactly the same things, and that's unfortunately the beauty of sport, that the success is never guaranteed.
And still a long way.
Yeah, exactly. That morning said as well, the cost of the league is so tight. Yeah. Only two or three wins away from
being right up there,
from being in second place.
Yeah. Now, second 11. I'm going to need some applause here, gentlemen, for the second 11 and everybody else. Three draws in the championship, but the weather, as we all know, has been the winner over the last month. It's been awful, actually, the weather. Jamie Smith, who we've just spoken about, century in the last game against the MCC Young Cricketers, and 91 for a returning Sam Curran, which is very, very good news. Four wickets for Amar Verdi, and a certain Arjun Tendulkar, son of, opened the bowling for the MCC Young Cricketers. So, all in all, good things for the second 11. Yes, round of applause.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well done, boys.
Right. The women, Bryony Smith. This is great news. Bryony Smith made her one-day debut against the West Indies for England, which is tremendous. And 11 of the 15 players for the 2019 Kia Super League have been named now, including England's Nat Siver, Sarah Taylor, Laura Marsh and Bryony. Maddie Villiers and Amy Gordon return to the squad, and Richard Bedbrook's side start the defence of their title on Tuesday, the 6th of August. The Surrey women have finished their 50-over competition and have had two wins and one loss so far in the T20. Round of applause for the Surrey women. And in other news, our other news is sort of World Cup news, because we've a number of people partaking in this World Cup who are Surrey-based. Aaron Finch, been scoring lots of runs for Australia. Imran Tahir, taking lots of wickets for South Africa. And Jason's been scoring runs, of course, until his hammy went. But I think it's more positive news on that front. And Mr. Plunkett's been taking wickets. So I think just a round of applause.
Say some for us, Natita.
Yes, absolutely. Right. So, lads, World Cup, we just mentioned it. Sorry, Mornay. Mornay, what do we say about South Africa?
Lols.
It's not been great, has it? But I don't know how to do this because, you know, I love you and I think the world of you. And I think that between the two of us, there's this... there's a bit of respect between the two of us now. Yeah. But I'm slightly concerned I might lose any of the respect you've got for me in the next 2 minutes when I ask you, what's been going on?
I'm actually speechless. I don't know what to say. I think, you know, the last game against New Zealand was quite a bitter pill to swallow. I mean, we needed to win the remaining six games to stay alive, and unfortunately didn't go our way. But, I think, you know, we had a lot of injuries, you know, during and before the World Cup. I personally think, you know, arriving in England and playing the two warm-up games with guys that were still sort of, you know, 70% fit, and then trying to get, you know, match fitness going and confidence going in English conditions where the ball is doing quite a lot. Mm. That's you know, a lot to ask. And like I said, I never a guy that liked to make excuses. At the end of the day, you know, we're not good enough at the moment to call ourselves world champions, and then you know, they know that. I know it's a squad and a team. It's they're honest and they enjoy honesty in the change room, and they'll be the first guys to put their hands up and say, you know, we weren't up to par. Those guys, I don't think people quite understand the pressure they're under, you know, from back home. I mean, back home people are fanatic about the game, they love the game, and you know, we've got a great support base. So the fans, they expect results. And you know, when we didn't get off to the best of starts, immediately that sort of the pressure, you know, is on them. And although they're not chokers, and although, you know, people like throwing that word around, I think it's just the, you know, situation where the guys played better than us. And like I said, I think we weren't good enough.
Going back to that South Africa New Zealand game now, how good of an innings was Kane Williamson's? That 100 he got.
You can't take anything away from that.
That was,
you
know, class.
Unbelievable.
We've seen some amazing hundreds so far in this World Cup, but that was a different type of 100, but same amount of class shown. And to get New Zealand over the line there was real top innings.
And I think I read an article the other day where they said it was important for the senior guys to step up, and it showed. You know, Kane in a big game, you know, scored that 100 where, you know, I could sort of sense or feel or see the amount of pressure on our senior guys, their shoulders to take this game forward. You know, Faf and those sort of guys, there's a lot going on there. And, you know, sometimes that takes away the flair and the freedom from, you know, for you to go and express yourself. And, you know, they've got a lot of questions now to answer when they get back to South Africa. You know, there's going to be a reshuffle in coaching, you know, in the team, start blooding some youngsters. So, It's sad, but it's also an exciting time now for South Africa, you know, building for the future. And then we've got a T20 World Cup next year. So let's see.
Badge, England, going all right.
Yeah, I said at the start of the comp, I think they would win it. And I still think that. Mm-hmm. They're ticking all the boxes. They've got every base is covered, I think. And like I said last time, the batting lineup, if one doesn't get you, somebody else will. Mm. And that innings Morgan played the other day was unbelievable. 17 sixes and one knock.
Yeah,
I don't think I've had 17 sixes in my life.
No.
And they weren't just creeping over the ropes. They were massive sixes. Wax. And like I say, that batting line just keeps coming at you. Yeah. And whatever total they need to chase, I backed them to chase.
I loved it the way you put it last time. If Jason doesn't get you, Bairstow will. If Bairstow doesn't get you, Root will.
Yeah.
It was,
and
it really
I still,
was.
I'm still back in England because I think they're actually a joy to watch. I mean, even in the field, some of the skill they've showed in the field is awesome. I mean, that catch Stokes he took a few weeks back was
ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous. Just to say, everybody, and I'll let you into a little recording secret here. We are live at this point, but obviously we're pre-recording this, so by the time you get this, England will have played another game and everything. But I think we're safe to say, aren't we, gentlemen, that England aren't going to have a shocker from here on in and not make the knockout stages. No. We are all pretty confident that they will get there.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. You know, if we talk about the batting, but I think their bowling, the nice thing about all the most important thing I feel in one day cricket is you need options. And I think at the moment, you know, they've got fantastic bowling options in the 11. Mark Wood is bowling 90 miles an hour. Archer is bowling well with a new ball. Then you've got Stokes still there that can bowl. So on the day, you know, because let's be honest, one guy is going to have an average day or an off day, but their backup, you know, for guys to step up and come and bowl, you know, three or four or five overs, it's powerful. And I found that when we played against England, you know, I'm talking about test match cricket, but you work so hard to get the top order out and the middle order, then you've got like a Stokes, Moen Ali coming in 8-9 and they take the game away from you. And that's the same with the one day cricket and with the ball as well. So in terms of covering all bases and, you know, the options they do have, that's a World Cup winning team there.
Daulat Zadran, who I think he's either got, is it AJ on the back of his shirt, the Afghanistan player? He's got just his initials on the back of his shirt. Dropped Morgan on 28, didn't he? Now I have a question.
Did he?
Did you not see that? No. And it was a bit of a shocker, actually, Scott.
I didn't see that. Sorry, Churchy.
I've got a question for you both.
Yeah.
Mornay, what's the most expensive drop do you think that you've had in a game? That you've put someone down and they've gone on to get a lot of runs?
I wouldn't say it was a drop catch, but we played India T20 World Cup in South Africa. First, you know, T20 World Cup ever. And at Durban, tough wicket at night. The tide was coming in, so we knew, like, you know, that time, like a par score, a good score, you know, was around about 130, 140. And MS, I was fielding in deep mid-off. MS was on strike. We had India in trouble, you know. So if we got MS out there, that was the game. And I can't exactly remember who bowled. That might have been Sean Pollock. Mm-hmm. But MS hit the ball straight towards me. Okay, but the ball was in the floodlights. So I thought, okay, I'm going to just run. It mistimed it, miscued it a little bit. You know, I'm going to run forward. Hopefully it comes out of the floodlight, you know, and then it's easy catch for me. If it hits me in the face, so be it. I'm going to bleed for my country. So I'm running forward.
What a line that is.
I'm going to broke up. So I'm running forward, you know, waiting for this ball to come. And the next thing, I just hear the ball land behind me. Three bounces, you know, went for four. I mean, MS is not going to give you a lot of opportunities. And he went on and he scored some runs and they got to, you know, quite a difficult total for us to chase. And we managed to lose that game. And
it's not ideal.
It's not nice. I sometimes still daydream about that game.
That's not ideal.
Or when I feel them, I'm like, oh.
Badge?
I try and wipe the drops out of my mind. I think that was my second or third game for Surrey at the Oval in the Championship game, and Tom Cowan nicked off Shiv Chandrapal on about 30. And it was a tough catch down to my bottom left, and it was one of them where I didn't think it was going to carry, and it slapped the palm of my hand and went down, and Shiv got 180.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And TC still reminds me about it now. But
the question for you both is, if something like that happens, and you're stood there and you've got a bit of time to think about it, are you making up what you're going to say when you get back into the dressing room during that period?
You've just got to apologise. You've just got to say,
I'm
sorry.
Just...
Yeah. I mean, some guys are worse than others if you drop catch. I mean,
I think sort of the team knows that, you know, there's no such thing as an easy catch. You know, when the ball goes in and there's 50,000 people going blah, 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 and screaming and, you know, like, oh, you need to catch.
What do they do?
How
do
they
and
go?
Then, you're not really... You're
how
not
do
really,
they go again?
and you're not really, like, in a position or balance to take the catch, you start to panic. I think for me, because we've got no place to hide, I need to go feel the boundary again. Mm. So you actually get it from
especially
the crowd.
Especially if they... How do they go again if you've got it back to the
ball? Once you've dropped it, they tell you...
It can happen, though. I mean, no one means to do it.
Absolutely
and
not.
If ballers, I mean, especially fast ballers, they run in, they try the heart out and they get a nick and you drop it and it's like, oh, God.
Horrible.
You don't mean to do it. You just got to try and get the next one, haven't you?
Well, look, moving on, this is another thing for you. As you know, each episode, we're trying to get and wheedle a little cricketing confession from you both. Last episode, you gave us two absolute belters. Mornay, sleeping wicketkeeper, of course, and Badger, when you had an accident in your trousers during a game. Again, I'm here for you both to confess your cricketing sins in this episode. Think of me like Deirdre from this morning. This episode, our confession request has actually come from one of our Oval Time listeners using the hashtag Oval Time to get their question to us. And this is from Ben on Twitter. He wants to know from you both, cricketing confession, when were you secretly happy when one of your teammates got out? Mornay, to you first, please.
Well, as a bowler, I always, when a batters go out, before they go out, my last of the comment to him is arrest me. Because I want the batters not to get out, because I want to have my feet up and at least for a day or two just sit up and enjoy and watch some cricket. I think back, there was a spell in Cape Town where Mitchell Johnson was bowling fast and I was batting with Imran and Tahir, and I was trying my best to get out because, you know, he's bowling 97 miles an hour.
And trying my best to get out.
He's trying to kill me, and I'm like thinking, okay, it's either me or Imi, and I'm just like, Imi, get out so we can just end this innings. Same happened in when we played against Pakistan, and Shoaib Akhtar was running in and, you know, reversing the ball miles, and I didn't even see the ball, so I was just batting there. I'm like, oh my word, he's definitely going to kill me today. And then you sometimes wish, like at the other end, you know, the guy can, you know, either get run out or we can make a plan. But yeah, and most of the times, you know, for me, it's like I want the guys to do well and bat, and and I can sit up, and otherwise I need to go bowl. Yeah. I don't like
no. Too much. Badge?
It's a tough question because you never want your mate to get out.
He's not going to ask you what's your favourite flower.
Yeah, but I can't remember when I'm at a non-striker's end going, oh, I'll be Nick's off here. Mm. But I remember about 4 or 5 years ago. In fact, it was when I was at Durham, and I was out and I was sat in the dugout watching, and we were 9 down, and Michael Richardson was on 99 not out at a non-striker's end, and Chris Rushworth was on the striker's end, and we were in the dressing room. I think it was one ball left in the over, and we were in the dressing room going, oh, imagine if Rushy tries to slog one here and gets out. Like, imagine, like, surely you can't do that. Anyway, Rushworth is trying to hit this ball. Miles gets bowled. And in the dressing room, we're all just looking at each other like, and Richo walks off. And we didn't know whether to laugh or to cry. It was the most, I've never seen nothing like it.
He
was crying, his eyes out. He was gutted. Oh. Like, he's 99 not out. And Rushy's just trying to hit this thing miles. I don't know. I think he felt embarrassed. But in the dressing room, I think he just laughed. Like, it was one of them where I was like, my God. We just didn't know whether to laugh or to cry. And in the end, we just laughed apart from Richard. So that's the only time I think I've actually laughed when someone's got out. Picture Rushy facing, I think it was Liam Dawson. It was like, last ball you're over, just block it out. Let Richard get 100. We were miles ahead in the game as well. So it was just, honestly, it was, couldn't believe what happened.
Ben, thank you for that. That's a very good one and a very tough one.
It's a very tough one.
It's a very good one. Because as I say, Badgie, they're going to ask you tough questions. Yeah. It's not going to be, what's your favourite cereal? They want you cricketing. Oh, are they? Interesting. Yeah. And if you fancy putting your cricketing confession for these two great men to talk about, do what Ben did and send us your question on Twitter at Surrey Cricket. And please don't forget to use the hashtag Overtime. Right, moving on. I think it's the big time, everybody. It's time now for you two to attempt to redeem yourselves from your appalling performance on last episode's quiz show, Ovalheads. So if this is your first time with us, welcome. In each episode, we pit the collective wit of Mornay and Badger against a rotating team of Surrey County Cricket Club's finest staff and volunteers in an oval-esque quiz. Now, my leaderboard has the Surrey staff at the top after the last round, when the Director of Finance, Andrew Lane, and Executive Assistant to the Chief Executive and winner of The Chase, of course, Callum Doyle, were absolutely hammered you two. You were useless. And they were very, very good. So just very quickly, before we get onto this this episode of Oval Heads. What have you two been doing to get ready for this revision-wise, please? I think that probably answers that question. Surely you've been to the library, haven't you? And there is one at the Oval as well, but it's just got like cricket stuff in it.
We should use that.
You should probably before this. Before. So have you done any research?
We haven't, no, I apologise.
And Mornay, have you been doing a lot of swatting up for this massive quiz show?
Zero work for this test. Actually, I won't say nervous, but I think, we'll go one up.
You know what? It's not how you arrive.
It's not how you arrive.
It's not how you arrive. Right, so thank you, gentlemen. Good luck. You're going to need it because you were awful. This is the bit I always enjoy. This week, you'll be taking on the Oval security man who has been at the club for 19 years and he makes everybody, and I mean everybody, feel welcome. It's David Gangers, Gangadine. Gangers, hello. Quick question for you.
Good afternoon.
Very serious question. Who is the most famous person that you have let into the Oval?
Oh, there's a few, but to mine, Mick Jagger.
Ooh.
Oh, soon to be, could be, our new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson.
Ooh.
Walked past me when he was mayor.
Ooh, what did he say?
He said hello.
And what did you say back to Boris?
I smiled and said hello.
It's a lovely welcome. It's a lovely welcome for that. And we also have with Gangers one of the most important people on the Surrey coaching staff. She's the analyst who gives the players and coaches all the information they require and is also, and I have to say, the much better half of Callum Doyle, who joined us last episode on this very quiz. And, Badger got very excited because Callum had obviously met Bradley Walsh on the chase, but Callum revealed to us he'd won £10,000 as well on the chase. We were all blown away by that. But Nat, thank you for joining us. Gangers, you all right over there? Good as hay fever. Nat, quick question for you before we get started. Have you ever had to take either one of these two to one side after analysing, or is there either one of these two that uses your analytical skills more than the other?
They both obviously come and see me quite a bit and have a bit of a chat. But Badger often comes over, has a look after his batting, and he'll often want to look at some funny moments too. So,
Do you know what the funny moment is? Is when Ricky Clark's bowled a ball and the ball's got rolled back to him. He'll genuinely try and do a couple of like football skills and keep the ball up and... And he normally messes it up.
Yeah. And he really rates himself.
He does rate himself,
doesn't
football,
he, as a footballer.
Yeah, but me and Nat go back a long time because she used to be the analyst at Durham. So she's not shy of just pulling me to one side and say, Badger, that was a shit shot. Which then I just laugh and go, cheers, Nat.
It's honest, though.
Yeah.
That's what you want, isn't it? You want honesty from your analyst. Well done, Nat. Quite right, too. Right, so... We're going to play Oval Heads now, everybody. Team one is Mornay lets the ball do his talking, the batsmen do the walking, Morkel and Scott the Badger Borthwick, of course. And team two, David Gangers Gangadine and Natalie, the best analyst in the country, Doyle. Here's how it works, everybody. First team to three correct answers. That's all it is. First team to three correct answers. Now, team one, Mornay, Badger, if you think you know the answer, you shout Bowling Jada. Try it for me, please.
Bowling Jada.
Bowling Jada.
Team two, which is Gangers and Nat. If you think you know the answer, you shout
shot.
Batted Burnsie. Well, you can shout shot Burnsie, Nat, if you want to, but we'll go with...
Sorry, I went too early
actually,
there.
Let's be honest, Gangers so far. Nat's so excited she's got early. Gangers so far hasn't even been able to say Batted Burnsie yet. So far, we've had Batty Burnsie. So here we are, Gangers, for you to practice Batted Burnsie.
Batted Burnsie.
Oh, very good, Nat. Batted Burnsie.
Batted Burnsie.
Right, very good. So that we're ready to play, everybody.
Yeah,
good luck.
Thank
Mornay
you.
Badger. You're going to need it.
Thank you.
Good luck, Gangers.
Thank
now.
You.
Here we go. Question one, everybody. Remember what you've got to shout if you think you know the answer. Let's play Oval Heads. In what year did the Oval first host a World Cup?
Bowling Jada? Is it 1975?
Have you been looking at my script?
No.
That's the correct answer.
Yes!
Yes!
What?
Badge, what's going on?
Honestly,
you have been
a reason
to the library.
Why I call it the Badger.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that because you spend a lot of time with your head in the ground. Tunnelling.
No, because I know my cricket stats.
You know your cricket stats. Right, here we go. Number two. One up for you, boys.
Come on.
Which famous TV newsreader was president of Surrey County? I'm going to have to go again with Scott the Badger.
Oh no.
Just to go two up. What do you think, Badge?
Is it Sir Trevor MacDonald?
Genuinely, you've been revising, yes! Haven't you?
No, everybody knows that.
You know when I sent you the script beforehand to have a little look at it? Mm-hmm. You 100% sure I didn't put the questions and the answers in.
Didn't even look at the script.
That's ridiculous.
So 2-0 up. One more for you, come boys.
On.
You've won. Mornay is literally speechless. Literally with Badger.
Yeah, I need a
Badger. Come on, no, there's no button. Right. Okay, here we go. Now, this one's difficult, right? Which former England captain has the main bar on the ground floor at the Oval named
Bowling
after
Jenner.
Him? Mornay Morkel.
Andrew Strauss.
Incorrect. Oh. It's an incorrect answer. Do you want to try and jump in with an answer, Gangers and Nat? Which former England captain has the main bar on the ground floor at the Oval named after him? Just say a name, Gangers. Any name.
Which room?
I don't know. It's just a bar on the ground floor. Don't get into details with
Ali
me.
Brown? No.
Incorrect. We're going to go to another question. It's still 2-0.
What was it?
Tension. The answer was Douglas Jardine.
No. I didn't know that.
Right, ready? Are we ready? Are we?
Strauss with the Ashes Ernie.
That's the Ashes Suite.
I like that's the Ashes Suite.
Yeah, I like that you two were in there. 2-0 up still.
Jump the gun.
Let's try again. How many people can the Kia Oval Cricket Ground seat?
Back at Burnsy.
Gangers.
24,000.
That's not the answer I've got in front of me, Gangers.
Bowling Jada.
24,050.
That's not the answer I've got in front
Bowling Jada.
Oh, you're going again, are you?
27,500.
Back at Burnsy. Yes.
24,500.
Correct answer.
No! Yes! Should know that. He's bloody studio guard.
Exactly. Although, Badge, you had another good shot at it. You had two goes. You suddenly jumped from 24,000 to 27. Only 450 out more now.
Yeah, but they took those seats out.
VAR.
I'm going upstairs.
Because that's our new barbecue area.
2-1. Right, next question. Who was Surrey's leading wicket taker in the
Batted
county
Burns.
Championship last summer?
Gangers went.
Gangers, I know. You go. Who Gangers?
Pass.
You don't.
Are you passing to me?
Team, yeah. Yeah. Pass to Nat. Who?
You want to call a friend?
You want to call Mornay Morkel?
I'm going to call Mornay Morkel and say it was.
Or are you saying that Mornay Morkel is the answer to that question?
It is definitely Mornay Morkel.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. This is the decider.
Nice question.
If you get this right.
Yeah, how's Mornay not got that?
Well, that's what I thought.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I think it was because Gangers jumped in.
Don't be embarrassed.
Right, okay.
We need to win this.
Ready?
I can't answer a question about myself.
No, we need to win this, Mornay.
Oh, stop it, everyone. This is really tense. In which local cricketing town is Surrey Champions IPA brewed?
Bowling Jada.
By Pilgrim Brewery. Seriously? Yes, Badger.
Is it like it?
It is right. Yeah.
Well done.
What I have to say is congratulations, Mornay. Congratulations, Badger. I am amazed by that. Gangers and that.
Thank you.
What an effort it was from you, though. What? According to my leaderboard, it's now Oval Staff 1, Mornay and Badger 1. Well done, lads. I'm really proud of you both.
Thanks.
We'll have another team for you to go up against in our next edition. Nat, Gangers, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
No,
it was, thank you.
It was a really fine effort enough. From both of you.
Well done, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Whoa, I am exhausted after that edition of Oval Heads. Blimey, what a cracker that was. I am so knackered. Mornay, take over, please.
Thank you, thank you. I think the listeners are also happy with me to take over this part of the podcast. As we mentioned at the start, before we go into the next challenge for this month, let's just touch this base on the shirts, where we're at the moment. Badger Honesty Call, there's a rumour going around firstly, that you've lost the shirt, and the second rumour is that you've only got two signatures on the shirt. Can you just give us an update on that, please?
Yeah, firstly, I didn't lose the shirt. I sent it, had a friend who knew Buddy Walsh's agent, and obviously we spoke about Buddy Walsh in the Chase last episode. So I thought it would be amazing to get his autograph on the shirt. And then I'm a big fan of Buddy Walsh as well. So I sent it to this Chase Studios, and it stayed there for 2 or 3 days longer than I wanted to. So I've got Buddy Walsh's autograph.
Finally.
Got that on the shirt. I've got an England legend, Marcus Truscolic, on the shirt. And I've got a German football international legend.
Yeah.
Jürgen de Badger on this shirt. So, but I've got some good names in the pipeline. I just need a little bit more time, if that's okay, please, Mornay.
Yeah, we can discuss that now. You know, Churchy, I think you've gone to town with that. I saw this shirt earlier. It is, you know, full of signatures. Mm-hmm. You managed to get Virat on that. How did you manage to get that?
My shirt just happened to end up in the India dressing room when they were playing Australia in the World Cup at the Oval. So not only Virat, I think Dhoni, he's on there. There's a few others on there as well. And then there's also, I don't know, you might have someone, Steve Smith, is it?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and a guy called Warner.
He doesn't play for India.
Warner. No, because it ended up in the Aussie dressing room as well.
Okay.
Badge, because I was organised. I didn't send my shirt away for 2 weeks to get Bradley Walsh's signature. Although, I have to admit, when I did see that you got Bradley Walsh, I was really jealous.
Good, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good old buff.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I'm going to go Bobby Dabray, that I've decided. So, my shirt's looking very good, thank you.
I was actually thinking of taking that shirt back and keeping it in my bar. And then organise another one. But, you know, it is for a fantastic cause. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, we're raising funds for a charity. Can you just remind us again, you know, the charities we're going to auction it up?
Mine was the club charity, Evelina.
Yeah, and mine's for my dad's charity, the Tony Church Pancreatic Cancer Foundation. I think with my signatures now, we're triple figures already, I reckon.
Yeah.
Bradley Walsh's, though.
You know what? In this challenge, there's no winner. The winner is charity.
The winner is charity. Exactly. That's a very good point. I like that.
But on to our next challenge for this month. You know, it's quite a tricky thing because, you know, what can I do? I was thinking of bringing my hair clippers in and cut your hair there for bring some more charity in.
You've seen Churchy's hair.
It's taken a while, actually, to get it, this mullet.
And then Badger told me that he spent 50 quid, you know, at his London hairdresser
He's got his own hairdresser.
Yeah, private hairdresser.
Suddenly announced that he's got his own hairdresser.
Yeah, so I think today we'll just keep it simple. You guys are laughing like two schoolgirls here.
Just Badger having his own hairdresser. I love it.
So we're gonna keep it simple, you know, today. I've bought two packets of marshmallows. The game is gonna be the chubby marshmallow challenge. I want you guys, we've got our scoreboard here. You're gonna take a marshmallow. We're gonna try and see how many marshmallows you can put in your mouth. Every time you put a marshmallow in your mouth, you shout Oval Time. We're not gonna put a time limit on there because I would like to see you guys try at least put 30 marshmallows
13.
In your mouth. You know, there's no emergency ambulances nearby, so please don't choke on it. No. Badger, we've got a game on Sunday, so, you know, don't go overboard. But yeah, I think that's our challenge for today. On the field, Badger's got the biggest mouth, you know, so I think there's a lot of space for some marshmallows in that mouth.
To be fair, that is a good point. You have got a massive mouth, haven't you?
Right. And Churchy, I don't know. You, let's see how you go.
Let's see how we go. Right. How's it working, Badge? We both put them in at the same time.
So I'm gonna count to three. All right, we're gonna go one. You put a marshmallow in.
You
say every time.
Right.
Okay, on the thing, and then you guys just keep on going. We will count two, and then whoever puts the most in is the winner.
Good luck, Badge.
And the loser,
the best, may the best man win.
Yeah,
that'll be me.
Let's go. Okay, ready, set, one.
Oval time.
Oval time.
Two. A little bit quicker.
Oval time.
Three.
Oval time.
Oval time.
Four.
Oval time.
Oval time.
Oh, my word.
Oval time.
We've got a bucket here if you guys want to vote.
Oval time.
Is that six?
Oval time.
Six.
Oval time.
Seven. You guys look like bullfrogs.
Oval time.
Seven.
Oval time.
Eight.
Oval time.
Oval time.
Nine. I'll just double check. Last count. Oh, no, stop the clock. We've got a winner. We've got a winner. Mr. Church, you are our winner here today. How many? Can we just count? How many is it? Eight? Churchy's got nine marshmallows and Badger's got seven.
Eight. It was eight in my bucket.
No.
Last one didn't count.
Can I just apologize?
It was coming out my nose.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Sorry, I found that over there.
Sorry. It's fine. Thanks, Matt. Can I just apologise to the Fentimanans as well that we've basically spat our marshmallows in one of their champagne buckets? But thank goodness it was here. That was hard work.
Yeah, well.
That was actually disgusting, especially when it came out your nose, Badger. That was horrible.
Good effort from you guys.
Thank you, Monet.
Yeah.
So I take it that means that I've gone one up in the series.
For
now.
Sure.
Yeah, well, so
that's good, isn't it? Why are you eating them now?
Nice.
You just spat seven into a bucket and you're still eating
it.
Well, Mornay, thank you, sir. Now, just remind people, if they've got an idea for a challenge, they can get in touch with us, can't they? So how do they do that again? Twitter?
So it's on Twitter, social media.
Yeah.
Send us a tweet.
Tag, Surrey Cricket.
That's Surrey Cricket. Hashtag Oval Time.
Brilliant.
That's
you.
It. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Please, people, come. Let's support this and let's get this going.
And thank you to Mornay as well for letting us have the shirts till the end of the series as well, because we've got some cracking names lined up. And as Badger said, it's all for charity, so it's really, really good. So I think we probably ought to – I feel a bit sick now. I think we should start wrapping this up. But before we next meet you guys, let's just quickly – big month coming up cricket-wise, championship-wise, as we said right at the start here, just need to start getting some wins,
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
About summed it up, isn't it? But before we next meet, though, you'll have started the T20.
Yeah.
So T20 will be underway. Mornay, what's it like playing in front of a full house at the Keir Oval in a T20 game? Unbelievable?
I was blown away last year. I couldn't believe it. You know, every game sold out. Great quality cricket. So I think it's a perfect sort of evening to bring the families down. You know, for me, the best way when I was a youngster to learn about the game and to start your dream to become a cricketer, you need to come watch the game live. Mm. And I think now with the T20s, you've got Jason Roy, you've got Imran Tahir, we've got, you know, Aaron Finch. I mean, I'm just to name a couple. We've got quality players on show. Bring the families, bring the kids. Honestly, that is the way to for your kids to one day start their dream to play cricket.
Perfect. And hopefully the sun will shine as well. And if you want tickets for all the Surrey games, they're available through keiroval.com, the Surrey website. Now, you boys are very full on at the moment with all your cricket. Just a very quick final question. How do you two relax away from cricket, other than eating marshmallows, Badger? Mornay, how do you like to relax? Because I think people sort of envisage the fact that you should be training a play the whole time, but you can't do that, can you?
I think that's sometimes a challenge. You know, I think people sometimes forget that we just normal human beings, and that's a big frustration for me sometimes. I'll go to a pub and just enjoy a beer, or go watch a rugby game or a football game, and always get a comment: you should be training or you should be in nets. But we work hard, and we spend a lot of time away from families, and cricket does take a lot of time. And so my time off, enjoy golf. I really outdoor sort of person, fishing, back home, spend a lot of time in the wildlife. Over here, We've had a week off now. I think I've slept for 3 days because of the amount of cricket we played for 5 days. So it was for me just nice to you know, close my curtains, put a Netflix on, and just really unwind, sort of get myself ready now for Sunday, which is the start of another 4 weeks where we need to, like you say, make a move and start collecting some points.
Yep. Badge, how do you relax?
Well, like I said the last episode, play a lot of Football Manager, but because it's not really the football season, you lose touch with it, don't you? Yeah. But I think when the weather's this good and you get a day off, you've got to get on the golf course.
Yep.
I love playing golf. But yeah, like I say, when the weather's this good, you want to be outdoors, don't you? You want to be sitting inside and playing Football Manager.
Handicap?
Yeah. 12.
It's good, that.
Yeah, Mornay as well. Is your handicap's about 12, isn't it? But massive banded.
Really?
Yeah, I'll play with Mornay in Dubai and could easily be 5 or 6 and played against me at 12, which is shocking.
Yeah, well, look, I'm now going to have keep visualising Graham Smith in his speedos, number one. But number two, I'm just glad you've had a bit of time off, you two. And good luck for the next month in terms of cricket. And the other thing, of course, to remember is I'm going to be keeping a very beady eye on your Twitter feeds because, again, well done with Graham Smith. Well done with Jordan Henderson, but you got to do it all again this month.
Yep.
Another one of your famous friends, please. You've mentioned someone in Open All Hours too.
Yeah, so again, another lad I went to school with.
Yeah.
Your
school was amazing, famous school, wasn't it?
Proper school.
Wow.
A mate of mine, he was an actor. He's played a few parts in Emmerdale.
He was a what?
He's an actor.
An actor.
Yeah. Is
that
okay?
I thought you said he's an actor.
I told you guys we need to get a translator
I thought you said he's an actor. An actor.
No, he's an actor.
An actor, yes.
So he had a part in Emmerdale, I think, a while back. And now he's in the Open All Hours, the remake. Yeah, the remake of it. And so he works a lot with Sir David Jason.
Wow.
Which he's got some good stories about him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask him to listen to the podcast and to tweet it.
Lovely.
So yeah, that'd be a nice touch.
Mornay, any names yet? Or are you going to leave us? You're going to leave us on Tinder,
told you earlier,
aren't you?
Told you earlier, I'm a type of guy, like a good soap series. At the end of the...
You want to leave us hanging?
I'll leave you guys hanging. Just keep on following the social media feed.
Okay,
Somebody famous is going to pop up.
Ooh,
who's it going to be?
I'm excited. Right, so that stumps for another episode of Oval Time, sadly. We'll be back on Wednesday, the 31st of July, but no need to remember that date. No. Just click subscribe on your favourite podcast app and we'll appear just like magic. By the way, lads, turns out we're massive in Egypt, so we're going to take the show to the pyramids if you two finally up your game. Thank you, Mornay and Badger. Have a great month, boys. Thank you also to David Gangadine and Natalie Doyle for playing and, well, not winning, but doing pretty well playing oval heads. And the lovely people from the Fentimum Arms for letting us gate crash their space. And apologies again that Badger and I have basically spat 13 marshmallows into one of your champagne buckets. And thank you all for listening. If you've liked what you've heard, please rate and review us on your favourite podcast app, as it really helps others find this podcast. So until next time, I've been Mark Church. This has been a Bengo Media production for Surrey County Cricket Club. Bat well, everybody. Bat well.